This is what the great pioneer missionary C.T. Studd had to say 140 years ago about spiritual warfare. When in hand-to-hand conflict with the world and the devil, neat little biblical confectionery is like shooting lions with a pea shooter. One needs someone who will deliver blows left and right, as hard as they can hit, trusting in the Holy Spirit. It's the hot, free heart, not the cautious, balanced approach that knocks the devil out. Nothing but fork lightning Christians count. So long as we're empty, all is well, for then he fills us with the Holy Spirit. And the fiery baptism of the Holy Ghost changes us from soft, sleek Christians into hot, lively heroes for Christ, who will advance and fight and die, racing to heaven, not marking time or crawling like a slow freight train.
Fools eliminate all talk of the devil, unable to perceive what he is doing. Others erect a tablet over his supposed grave. The wise neither underestimate nor mentally bury him, but overcome him with a bayonet of loving God and reaching souls. I am more than ever determined that no limitations other than those our Lord himself imposes shall be placed upon us, to the uttermost parts, to every creature.
It charms the devil when we underrate his ways and fail to spot the floodway of his works. Too many people's boasts of mighty victories prove premature, for if one portion of his work is exposed and set to rights, he seeks to mask the focus of what he's up to elsewhere. So keep us alert, Lord, to the dynamics that are at work in any given situation. By your mercy, may we bring your power and presence there.
There is no